This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll do it live.
That's right. 7 days a week we're doing it live. 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not in the Eastern time zone, why do some math? Not math, math, M-A-T-H, not M-E-T-H.
Or you could look it up on your magic rectangle.
You could if you wanted to bust out.
Unless, of course, you are instructed not to do so by six agencies of the thugs.
Yes. Or you could get one that's monitored by them and then bust out your magic rectangle and look it up. Yes. So if you do have a magic rectangle, you can go to freetalklive.com in one of your browsers. Is there an app? Is there a Free Talk Live app?
No.
Oh.
There is not.
All right. Well,
there was an LRN.FM app that was listener created at one time, and it fell into disrepair.
All right.
But thanks to the person who made it while it was there. It was great.
Right.
Indeed.
That's the thing with these apps is you've always got to, like,
maintain.
You've got to keep maintaining them. You can't just program the thing, even though there's not really anything in theory to maintain because all you have to have is, like, an app that can tune into the MP3 streams that we've had for more than a decade here on Free Talk Live. So that hasn't changed. We haven't changed anything on our end. It's just Google and Apple that are constantly, like, updating their APIs or their systems or whatever. And so if you don't keep up with the Joneses, you're relegated to the dustbin.
Well, how is your two-year-old phone supposed to become completely useless if they don't?
Exactly.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Yeah, it's Ian.
Let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jet calling from, I forget where you call from, Jet.
South side of Chicago.
Chicago it is. What's on your mind tonight, Jet?
Yeah, me and Leroy. You know, you're talking about how they might make some lithium batteries out of sand. Well, what they don't realize yet is if you take that same sand and compress it, you know, and heat it to nearly the heat of the sun, it will produce dilithium crystals, which we all know is the source of energy for most interstellar ships.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to pass that out.
Stardate 3.1425789. The heck with it.
Yeah, they'll figure it out at some point. But I wanted to talk about, I was listening this last week, and folks brought up this concept of nonviolent activism.
Yes.
Things like disobedience and otherwise going along and stuff like that. Well, I wanted to point out that I believe the vast majority of people in U.S. prisons today are nonviolent. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I believe that everyone taken into that captivity where there is no actual direct victim is what I would refer to as a political prisoner.
Sure.
I mean, they're being held because they dared to disagree with the opinions of the people who I call the open source mafia, that gang the other people call Gov. But
open source mafia?
Yeah, because it's hanging right out there for everybody to see.
Oh, okay. So not open source, just open. The open mafia.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's more of a fun term. Anyway.
I can't copy it.
The fact is,
and you, why would
yeah,
you
well,
to?
You can, yeah. The fact is, people calling themselves government are just other humans who have no more rights to anything than you or I. As a matter of fact, the members of these legalized gangs that I'm referring to suffer from a serious mental disorder, and a lot of people will challenge me on that, but I think we can call it authoritarianism is a mental disorder, or megalomania, because they truly believe that taking on a title or putting on certain robe, costumes, uniforms, that type of thing, they somehow become everyone else's superior with
yes.
the right to then order them around, everyone's around in their life.
Yep.
Well, the amazing thing is that they get other people to agree to be brought into a mass psychosis with them.
Right, and we're the crazy ones because we can see it clearly.
That's the point. point I want to bring up, because this is truly a mental illness promoted by what someone might call communist brainwashing.
It's a cult is what it is. It's the largest cult on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you asked, like, what... Well, if it was open source, why would you want to copy it? Well, I would really love to copy the part where people just let them do these things and not copy the part that, you know, makes them genocidal maniacs.
Well, that's the point I wanted to bring up, that the notion that some people can magically gain more rights than everyone else is pure psychology. And this is something you brought up earlier with the indoctrination and all that. And my point is that the only way to counteract this psychology is with psychology. And, of course, I keep calling in because I want you guys to get this. You have to stop using their terminology. You have to start treating them like other people, thinking of them as other people, looking at them as other people. Once you get to that place in your life, they can't act and do what they do except through violence.
No doubt about it. And they wouldn't get away with it if people didn't believe in them. You know, and then they would just be seen as a criminal enterprise. They would be seen as a criminal gang of psychopaths.
Well, here's the last point I'd like to make.
Okay.
If people would walk out onto their street and see people in Russian uniforms or Chinese uniforms or that kind of thing, and these same humans, just other humans, treating them in these certain ways, they would figure it out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, they look similar to them in their, and they've been indoctrinated into this, to recognizing these certain types of garb, it somehow becomes acceptable. It's not to me, and it hasn't been for a long time. So that's the point I wanted to make.
Thanks for the call, Jen.
I just wish we could figure out how to replicate their halo of perceived authority.
Well, so... In my mind,
and distribute it.
In my mind, the reason the belief in this huge cult known as the state or government authority, or, you know, a bunch of people calling themselves government, the reason it exists is because religion superseded it. And people were already conditioned to believe, to have a set of beliefs and not question them, because near as I can tell, religions were the first government.
Well, I think that's deeper than conditioning. I mean, I honestly think that's just part of our biological makeup. Like, we have an apparatus that is susceptible to religious belief.
Okay.
Now, that can be focused
Hear me out, though. The reason that I think it exists in statism is because people have, for hundreds and thousands of generations, held these belief systems that were, I call them religions, right, organized religions for that matter. The organized religions, in my mind, are the first governments. The first ones saying, hey, if you do these things, you'll be good. If you do these things, you'll be bad. They're offering punishments, you know, and that kind of a thing for bad behavior. And it was a way to control people's behavior. And those people who had that authority, of course, abused it, even within the churches themselves.
Still are.
And still do. And so it was just sort of an evolution, if you will, once there was a separation between church and state, right, that the same sets of belief systems that were ingrained in religions just sort of naturally moved over to the state. And that's why they still exist.
Well, so here's my question then. How do you use that basic machinery? Like you said yourself, the organized religions were the ones that became governments.
Mm-hmm.
So you had non-organized religions that did not become governments. So how do we use the machinery of religious belief to get people to leave us alone?
Well, I don't know, but I think the answer lies within, or there's some hope. I don't know like how to find it, but I know people who, and we've had callers actually, and even one of our hosts, who are of diametrically opposed religions, Gene the Christian Anarchist, and one of our hosts, Arya, right? Gene was a Christian, Arya is a Satanist, or a Reformed Satanist, mm-hmm. depending on how you want to look at it. And to the layperson, these religions appear to be extreme opposites of each other. Right? But yet they both sort of came to the conclusion that a state-free society was a better society. So it's possible for people who have religious you know, beliefs, or, you know, they belong to a organized religion or whatever. It's possible for them to come to that conclusion.
Well,
how we replicate that, I don't know.
Well, and I mean, the idea of philosophical agency or personal sovereignty or the soul, I mean, these are religious ideas, and they're valuable ones at that.
Agreed. 603-283-6160. Are you a religious libertarian or anarchist? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Arr, it's Free Talk Live, matey.
A few months earlier.
We were talking about too early. We were talking about potentially...
It'd never be too early to start talking about like a pirate.
We were talking about potentially having a talk like a pirate day here in Freetonic Live.
It's been done.
Really?
And you can't really hold it up through the whole show.
I was going to say, don't know if I could do that for 3 hours.
Yeah, we've acknowledged it.
I'm certain I could.
I would start melting into, they're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not pirate at all.
I don't think that's how that works at all. Yeah,
it's totally not.
That's like two octaves too low for that.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
You can go low. They're always after me, Lucky Charms. Like now the Shamrock guy.
They're after me, going to blue.
Yeah, now the Shamrock guy is like, you know, 55. He's had two divorces. You know, his kids won't talk to him. He's a chain smoker and an alcoholic. They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Now I see like
he's had a sex
terrifying paranoid version of the leprechaun. They're always after him. They're after him.
He's had a sex change. He's now a woman, you know, but with a really deep Suzanne Plachette voice. They're always after me, Lucky Charms. I'm dating myself there using a Suzanne Plachette reference. If you know who that is,
y'all lost me.
Heads over my head.
Yes, it is.
I was thinking Venture Brothers.
No, she was actually Bob Newhart's wife on the original Bob Newhart sitcom.
Hmm.
And, you know, she had kind of a deep voice anyway. And then, like, as she got old, the voice just kind of went down.
Mm.
And she would talk like this. Like, wow. She could have been, I mean, it's not that bad. Like, but, I mean, if she could have figured out how to do a death metal growl, she might have been effective.
Yeah, I was thinking of a character from Venture Brothers, Dr. Girlfriend.
At any rate, this
very
is...
Very attractive, except for the voice.
This is Free Talk Live, because I haven't mentioned that yet. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We have a call holding. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer, and...
And it's Ian.
Two hands in there, huh?
Well, you know, we need to make up for the last couple.
Yar. Something about a plank or something, I don't remember. On March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agents conspired together and raided, well, the studio that I'm sitting in, Free Talk Live Studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were arrested. Six people were arrested. We call them the Crypto Six. They were all thrown into a cage by men in costumes. Ian Freeman, who's sitting here with us tonight, was held as an innocent person, innocent until proven guilty. He was held for 69 days before he was granted some sort of bail conditions. So, you know, he's still not a free man, as in his name. He's just more free than he was for the last 69 days or so. And, of course, the person known as Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, remains behind bars. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com.
Or I believe you can get the mailing address to write to Nobody.
Correct. You can get the mailing address to write, and he is asking for letters, handwritten letters. If you do send a letter to him, make sure you use a legal name as the return address. Apparently they're rejecting letters that are written with either a pseudonym or like a one-word name, a mononym. So, you know, if your name is Madonna or Prince or something like that and you're writing a letter, you know, maybe put Bob Smith or something. I don't know.
Or they, Mister.
They appear to be rejecting letters for various reasons. One of them, of course, is people not using what appears to be a legal name.
There's crayon on this thing that has no crayon on it.
But you
that
can,
happened.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, somebody sent something. A colored pencil, I believe, was used, and they rejected that as well. So,
yeah.
You know,
we demand drab gray existences for our inmates.
Right. Blue or black pen on regular lined paper. You know,
you can also type and print.
You could type and print. Yes, that's true.
Blue, you're pushing it. You're pushing it with that blue ink.
Well, it's a thin blue line, isn't it? All right, so anyway, yes, at thecrypto6.com you can find the address to write to Nobody while he remains captive, a hostage of the state. There's also a bunch of information up there, links to different things. You can get a Crypto6 t-shirt to help spread the word. You can just repost thecrypto6.com on your social media.
I don't get to talk to Nobody because I'm on bail conditions that restrict me being able to speak to Nobody, sadly, but Does anybody know if he's been asking for books? Does he have enough books? Does he need more books?
No, I got a message yesterday. It was a general call out for, you know, letters. He prefers letters, but he will accept books. There was no specificity about, like, what kinds of books and what subjects or that kind of thing. So, you know, take a stab.
That's how I was when I was in there. People kept asking me, what books do you want? I'm like, whatever you want to send.
Yeah.
I'm not. Beggars can't be choosers, and you know, if you think there's something I should read, send it. I'll read it.
Yeah, he doesn't have a magic rectangle to look up like what books are available and what just came out, so like, you know, he doesn't have the ability to do that. So if you think nobody would be interested, and nobody the person, in something, then by all means, send him the book, please.
Yeah, my favorite book in jail was a book on Jungian archetypes. And no kidding, as soon as I open that thing and read a few paragraphs, now I get to see the judge.
So anyway, please visit thecrypto6.com. We appreciate your support because these folks are going to need it as this case plays out. Let's go to Jet. I'm sorry, no, let's go to Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Catherine. We love your program here in West Michigan. I was in Hampshire years ago and loved Dartmouth College in Hanover.
Hey, Eric, are you talking directly into your phone? You just sound a little bit muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me all right?
You just might have to turn him up a little bit. What were you calling about tonight?
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, people call me about seeing flying saucers over West Michigan. They hover over the sand dunes and so forth and over Lake Michigan. And I'm not a scientist, but this happened back in the 1950s. It was all over the United States, and I guess we call them ionic craft. They have an advanced propulsion system, and they appear at 2 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes they go over the Saugus of Sand Dunes, north or south of Holland, Michigan, near Lake Michigan. And I think they're friendly, but the Pentagon's been getting a lot of calls about it in Washington, D.C. So, anyways, I think people should realize the deforestation of Earth is causing an increase in the price of toilet paper. I grow trees here in Holland, Michigan.
Deforestation of the Earth, he says, is increasing the price of toilet paper. It is kind of hard to understand him.
Yeah, it's really happening. Yeah,
don't you think it's the demand of people buying a bunch of toilet paper that could be increasing the price of it?
Or maybe the fact that we weren't allowed to produce it for a while?
Well, there should be a lot of paper mills in Michigan, and they're raising the price and limiting the amount you can buy at the store here.
Here's the thing with forests is you can replant them. So I don't know if I buy the whole, you know, deforestation is going to ruin everything, because if you want to have a sustainable business model, you need to plant trees in order to harvest the trees. Otherwise, you're going to go out of business relatively quickly. And it seems like there's no shortage of toilet paper anymore. I've heard there's plenty of it out there now.
Yeah, these are basic farming principles, just on a macro scale now, right? Because trees don't grow as fast as, say, potatoes or corn or something like that. But basic farming 101 is rotate your crops, replant over here, you know, leave a plot of land alone for a season, let it sort of get back to where it was.
Did I miss where we went from UFOs to toilet paper?
I don't know. That was a little disjointed.
So I mean, I would have to say that conversation made the same sort of a 90-degree turn that some UFOs are alleged to do.
Indeed.
Perhaps the aliens have run out of toilet paper themselves. And
that's why they're coming here.
That's why they're coming here, because we have more than they do. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News and Essential Quality wins the 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News. Protests are continuing outside a temporary illegal immigrant facility at a hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. The lodging is part of an $87 million contract with the nonprofit Christian organization Endeavors. Protesters are calling on the mayor and city council to close it because they have no history of the illegal immigrants that are being housed at the facility. A life-saving rat is calling it quits.
An African giant pouched rat named Magawa retiring this month after 5 years of sniffing out landmines and unexploded ordnance in Cambodia. Magawa, credited with clearing over 1 million square feet of land and detecting over 100 landmines and unexploded ordnance, the Belgian nonprofit that trained him announcing the retirement on Thursday. It says while the 7-year-old Magawa is still in good health, he has reached retirement age and is clearly starting to slow down. Landmine detection will continue, though. The nonprofit says 20 new landmine detection rats have been cleared to continue Magawa's work. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Junkies. People say we smoke lots of crack. I don't know where that came from. It just happened.
The same place they always do, Captain.
Sorry, guys.
Same place they always do.
I'll try to keep that to a minimum from here on out. Although results may vary. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to get on the air, you can do so by calling that number, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian. So it looks like we can go ahead and talk about this app called Citizen. And this is from NBCNews.com. The smartphone app Citizen describes itself in simple terms, a safety network that sends alerts about nearby incidents, including crime. But in recent months, its business has pushed into potentially dangerous new territory, alarming law enforcement officials and people who worked there. In Los Angeles, the company's CEO, Andrew Frame, ordered his staff to put a $30,000 reward on the capture of a man he incorrectly thought was responsible for starting a brush fire that was threatening homes. The sheriff's office denounced the move, saying it put the man in danger and the man was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Days later, people started to see what looked like a law enforcement SUV bearing Citizens' logo driving around Los Angeles. It turned out to be a test of a private security force for people willing to pay the company a monthly fee. And it was quickly denounced on social media as a dystopian idea that could interfere with the 911 system. The company then abandoned the test. Now,
how on earth does that interfere with the 911 system?
Yeah, competition.
Before we go any further, two things. One, in a free market, something like a bounty may exist for somebody who is accused of something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this guy happened to be incorrect. So I don't like the idea of just one person being able to go, hey, I'll give you 30 grand if you can just bring me this guy if you're wrong. I mean, you got to make sure you're right.
Well, whether he's right or wrong, I mean, I hope he'd pay the 30 grand, but,
right.
You know, what was it the 30 grand was for, if you actually captured it?
To capture him.
Yeah. So, last I checked, you can't just go capturing people.
No, you really can't.
So, I mean, offering 30 grand doesn't change that.
Well, and ultimately, you know, if we didn't have the government one-size-fits-all monopoly, quote-unquote, justice system around, you do have to ask what would happen in the circumstances of somebody who was wanted for some sort of dastardly, violent crime.
Or strings of crimes.
In which case, you would expect that at some point somebody would want to capture or have that person captured and something done with that person in some way. Now, what that would all look like in the absence, again, of a one-size-fits-all system is hard to really predict.
I have a theory.
But ultimately, I would hope that anybody who captured a person who wasn't the actual, you know, criminal should be held completely liable for whatever, you know, destruction of that captured person's life had happened in the capturing process and the holding process.
Yeah, so if they had to, like, break into his house to get him or something, if there was damage to the house, if there was any damage to
and
the
just
family.
Just for having him, even if there was no damage,
right.
Just for having him for some period of time or possibly harming him.
But in a free market system, instead of having the so-called social contract, you would have actual contracts. And, I mean, if you're going to deal with anyone, you're going to want them to have, like, an agreement with these people that, hey, if I say murder someone or I'm suspected of murdering someone, then you are allowed to capture me.
Right.
So at that point, they've signed off on, hey, if I'm suspected of murdering somebody, you're allowed to come capture me.
Right.
And at that point, yeah, you can do it because they already agreed to it.
Right. In theory, all of the security contracts would have some sort of a clause for all of the, we'll call them the most common things that most cultures, you know, find revolting, right? Murder, rape, you know, those are the big ones. Theft. Right?
Arson,
right? These are the big ones. Most cultures on planet Earth recognize those as
fraud, if you want to get really articulate.
Right, but fraud could be also theft as well. So, but then the second thing is, I would much prefer to see cars driving around with a private security logo than to see what we have now, which is the lie of protect and serve printed on so many police cars across the country. They are protecting and serving, so it's not quite a lie, but they're not protecting and serving you. They're protecting and serving the masters.
But don't you feel safer when you see the cars with Department of Homeland Security on them?
No. I also don't feel safer when one of these cars comes up behind me with a couple of people in costume who are carrying guns and they put on these really bright lights that flash blue and red. I can't name a single person that I've ever run into that when that happens to them, they go, oh, I feel so safe now.
Well, and it's interesting that, you know, the response to a single cruiser, a single SUV with a Citizen app logo on it driving around with a private security agent behind the wheel caused enough uproar, enough anger amongst people, confusion, that they demanded that this stop, and the Citizen app people apparently were like, okay, and then they canceled that particular experiment simply because they couldn't communicate enough to people that, hey, this isn't a problem, this isn't, you know, causing an issue, this is actually, maybe, if it's done the right way, increasing people's safety and security. But they didn't want to bother to make the argument, and they just quit.
Well, this idea that it interferes with it is absolutely insane. I mean, okay, how many of you have seen a, you know, mall security vehicle riding around?
Sure.
That doesn't interfere. I kind of wish it would, but that doesn't interfere with the police in any way, shape, or form. And even the idea of, like, my running a pizza shop, even in the same territory as yours, it doesn't interfere with your pizza shop.
Well, and this next, or this sentence, the last sentence I read, it was quickly denounced on social media as a dystopian idea. Let me tell you what a dystopian idea is. Take a look around at the current police system, at the current military system. These are dystopian ideas.
Right, constant surveillance by the state everywhere with agents, you know, and interacting, cameras on them with facial recognition software, now tuning into the Amazon Ring system, which is going to turn into its own mesh network.
And we're developing pre-crime and killer robots. Yes. You want to talk about dystopian nightmares? Yes. Come on.
So these attempts.
So here's the thing with the Citizen app, you don't have to use it.
That
you don't have to send them money. I did install the app today just to see what it was all about. You know, it sounds kind of like it's trying to do a cell 411 thing, which for listeners that don't know is a decentralized, or as much as we can make a decentralized user sort of generated emergency response app.
Right.
And the Citizen app supposedly has a feature like that, but it also has a lot of reliance on the government system and 911, and we can talk more about what exactly it is. But I have sort of tooled around with it for a little bit, and there was only so far I could get with it because they wanted me to import all my contacts, which I'm not going
to
do.
Yeah. Smart. These attempts by Citizen to branch out are causing alarm amongst both experts and people who have worked at Citizen because they say the company seems to be heading in a new, more aggressive direction that is that a Freudian slip? Direction that may end up doing more harm than good. Why does Andrew Frame get to decide to put a bounty on anyone's head, said one former Citizen employee, who said he was disgusted by the turn the company has taken, including its use of an online wanted poster not authorized by police. Like other former Citizen employees, he agreed to be interviewed about his experience at the company on the condition of anonymity. No balls. Saying he feared retaliation from Citizen management for speaking against the company. Well, I don't know. If you work for a company and you don't believe in what they're doing, go find another job.
Sounds like he did. He's not saying he still works for them, right?
It's just a former employee.
Why would he fear retaliation from Citizen? Like, does he think that they're some kind of non-government thug?
What are they going to do, uninstall his app?
Right.
603-283-6160. Do you think security and police services should be decentralized and given an app? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on and dial 603-283-6160. He agrees with me. He said, yeah, you should dial 603-283-6160 if you would like to get your voice on this radio program. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Pickless Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping to build one. It's called Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network, too, so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. So we've been talking about this article from NBC News about an app called Citizen, which the article will say this in just a bit, but is formerly known as Vigilante.
That's a cooler name for it.
Way cooler name.
But ultimately probably wasn't going to get them where they wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, Citizen sounds far more status than Vigilante.
And indeed, the vision for the app is much more status-sounding than I think probably what the original idea might have been.
I was going to say, that seems like a much better term. Even citizens isn't a great term, because by some people that's like human beings that have a community, mm-hmm. and by the state, that is subjects.
That's right.
A citizen, which is based in New York City and initially went by the name Vigilante, got to this juncture in a roundabout journey marked over the past 2 years by major shakeups in senior management, the departure of a co-founder, the elimination of the company's growth team, and what former employees called a desperate search to find a way to make money from the information it's been collecting in about 30 U.S. cities.
Well, why that should be so difficult. I mean, other apps are doing the exact same thing.
Are they?
Data. I mean, yeah, of course. They're doing the same thing Citizens doing?
No. Sorry. They're referencing collecting data specifically. Oh. And so other apps will collect and sell data to make money.
Well, what they're collecting is specifically data about emergencies that are going on.
Right.
So that's a bit of a different mission rather than like finding out what things you're buying at the grocery store.
Okay. So it is not unusual for tech startups to cycle through business ideas and focus on growth as they figure out what they want to be. I've seen this firsthand. I used to work for a couple of different startup companies, and they'll sort of change
the mission statement.
The mission statement, or even like their marketing approach. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll go from, well, we thought this was going to be our big target demographic, but it turns out our power users are all over here, so we want to focus more on this type of thing, and they'll change their branding and their marketing strategy and that kind of thing. When you're dealing with public safety, it's more difficult to take risks than if you're dealing with restaurant reviews, said a second former Citizen employee. Ben Jealous, it's an unfortunate name. Hey, Ben. Ben Jealous.
Is this the former employee?
Ben Jealous is a former president of the NAACP and a former partner at a firm that invested in Citizen, has helped to burnish the company's reputation, comparing it to streetlights as a basic safety tool. Now, I mean, that sounds more like cell 411 to me, right? A decentralized tool that you can use to, you know, call on your community when you need help rather than call on government agents when you need help. I would compare that as more of a basic safety tool, although I don't know much about Citizen at this point. But in a statement Tuesday, he said he still believes in the app's ability to provide or to help vulnerable communities find missing people and avoid danger, but he also expressed concerns. These were serious mistakes that cannot be repeated, Jealous said, through a personal spokesperson. I'm hopeful that the company will both course correct quickly, as they've done in the past, and put checks in place to prevent future mishaps. NBC News spoke with 8 former employees of Citizen who collectively described a startup that frequently acts without thinking through consequences and often fails to live up to its marketing themes about putting safety over other priorities such as attracting new users. 3 of the former employees said that they believed Citizen was moving closer to the earlier version of the app, Vigilante, which launched in 2016 and was banned from Apple's App Store for encouraging people to rush toward violence. It doesn't say how they did that.
Okay, so based on what I've been reading here on Wikipedia about the Citizen / Vigilante app, the original vision kind of for this thing was that, what if there are a way for smartphones to capture emergency calls? This is what the original founder, who is still, I guess, in charge of the thing,
Frame,
come up with. Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew Frame.
Yep.
He told his engineers they had a prototype within a week that was called Vigilante. It was developed to, quote, open up the 911 system, backed by a seed round of $1 million.
Open it up?
Well, not really. But what they mean by open it up would be to make it so more people know what is going on, which is, on its own, not a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they do this? Well, apparently, they were monitoring the police scanner in New York City, or maybe more. I imagine there's more than one of them in a city that size.
Right.
But, you know, whatever main frequencies the police were using to call out whatever issues were present in the city, they actually had a staff member or more than one staff member at this company, Vigilante, now known as Citizen, that were, like, literally manually entering every single call as they were being announced on the 911 or on the city's police system.
Yeah.
So, you know, the average person doesn't have access to or think about the idea of a, you know, police scanner app. I mean, they have these apps. You can go and you can listen to the New York City police if you want to. You can listen to Keene Police. You know, Keene actually provides
There's
that.
A lot of places where that's not available.
That's true. But in major cities, I'd be surprised if there's not a police scanner.
Oh, ours is encrypted.
In Manchester, you mean?
Yep.
Well, that just means somebody's not doing their due diligence on that, because it's encrypted here in Keene, and we've been broadcasting it for more than a decade. So you just have to have the right equipment. Anyway, so, you know, to actually have that data and to have that information available in an app, that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that is what has resulted in people being upset, at least initially. I'm looking back at the history of the app in 2016, which is when it launched. the suggestion was that by putting this information out there, it quote-unquote encourages people to go to the scenes of the alleged crimes, which is, again, probably why the app was called Vigilante originally, and then they changed the name of it. So that's
I don't think that's how most people operate.
No, most people certainly don't. But that's but there may be some thrill seekers out there.
Well, or perhaps there's people like there are activists here in New Hampshire who want to help citizens avoid being unjustly prosecuted, arrested, and otherwise harassed by people in blue wearing badges with guns.
Correct. And so that's why the people who love the government would not love an app like this.
Right.
Even though the app is sort of, you know, positioned itself now as being citizen and that they're working with governments, and so they're trying to be...
I like the idea of a community being able to find out what dangers exist in that community.
And I wonder, too, if... So it sounded like you said they had, like, a person listening to the scanner.
Yes, and they have staff.
And then just quickly typing it in, and that would go out to all of the people who had the app, you know, set to receive these kinds of things.
Correct.
I wonder if there's a way to automate that, you know, voice recognition, something like that, you know.
Tough. I mean, maybe, but...
And I wonder if there's a legal hurdle there.
Oh, right.
So it goes on where, you know, it talks about how they got some attention in the press. There was a significant number of downloads going on to 2020. Citizen added activity notifications, private messaging, and the ability to add friends. Around the same time, they reintroduced a feature that let users create their own incident alerts. So basically, from the beginning, they might have had this at one point. They got rid of it. Now they bring it back in 2020. Instead of waiting for the incident to show up after it's been broadcast on a police scanner and added to the app by citizens' employees. So that's a good move, right, where instead of having it rely on the central hub of the citizen, you know, HQ, where somebody's listening to a police scanner, someone on the ground can say, here's what's going on,
right,
and originate something. And that's where it sort of rings like cell 411.
Right, because you get that boots on the ground bit. This goes on to say, one of the goals when we founded the company was to create symmetry of information between the company and law enforcement, so nobody has to wonder why there's a police car on their corner or helicopters overhead.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Citizen creates an open shared safety system where police and citizens can hold each other accountable.
That's the kind of talk that I like.
Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.